federal audit of Pennsylvania's child care centers has found a number of safety violations and other problems. In response, state officials say they want to raise the bar for quality in what has been a lightly regulated industry, as WHYY's Bill Hangley explains.
It takes a license to legally provide child care services in Pennsylvania, but getting that license hasn't been very hard. Sharon Easterling is with the Delaware Valley Association for the Education of Young Children. She says current policies aren't strong enough to ensure quality child care.
You are required to attend an orientation session, and then you have to do the criminal checks, the background checks. But beyond that, it's paperwork. You sign something that says, I understand and I comply with the regulations, and you send it in.
Easterling says that typically the state inspects just 10% of its child care providers each year. That's one reason a federal audit found multiple safety violations and other problems at 17 of 20 private homes providing licensed child care. State officials say they want to strengthen the regulations that govern these home-based providers. One recommendation is to require them to participate in Pennsylvania's voluntary quality ratings, known as the Keystone Star system. Tracy Campanini is a deputy secretary in the Department of Human Services.
One of the things that we're doing as an initial step in terms of our recommendations is that in order to receive Child Care Works payments in the future, that programs need to be participating in Keystone Stars. So while that's not a system-wide mandate, that's definitely moving in the right direction.
Campanini says the state also intends to make unannounced visits to child care providers at least once a year. Her department will be hiring about 50 new inspectors to handle the job. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.